This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. As we head into a big championship weekend for several teams, on today's show, we'll have members of both the women's and men's golf teams as they have their championship weekend. We'll have Hannah Koo from the women, and we will have Michael Davis from the men's team. Women going to Orlando, the men going to Stamford, Connecticut. Two obviously very different destinations, but two championship weekends. So we'll get to those interviews in a second. First, quick look at the weekend. As I said, it's a ton going on. Please go check on GoPrincetonTigers.com and PU Tigers, but we will hit on some of the big events, and that starts tonight, Thursday. EIVA semifinal for the men's volleyball team. They take on Penn State, the top seed and the host. 7:30 start. You can find links for the live stats or the free live video on GoPrincetonTigers.com. Princeton 0-7 since that 1998 title run against Penn State in the postseason. They haven't taken a set off the Nittany line, so they'd love to break that. They've been very close to them this year. We move to Friday. The Ivy Championships in golf will start. Also, a move due to weather. The baseball and softball doubleheaders with Columbia were originally scheduled for Saturday, Sunday. They will now be Friday, Saturday because of weather forecast for Sunday. The softball team currently leading the division can really kind of put this one on ice if they can have a big weekend. The baseball team, big struggles last weekend at Penn, so they really need to take care of business. A very little margin for error right now, but you know, if you take the full weekend, you know, you get a little help from Cornell against Penn this weekend. I never know, but certainly not much margin for error left for the baseball team. How we go to Saturday, the Larry Ellis Invitational for the track teams here at Princeton. Rowing, only one event at home, but it's a big one. The heavyweights taking on number 3 Yale and Cornell for the Carnegie Cup. Yale enters the season as the favorite in the Ivy League, although you know, you take Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Brown, you've got some really, really strong teams. Harvard handed Princeton a tough loss last weekend, so Princeton looking to bounce back. Everybody else on the road, lightweights at Penn, open at Dartmouth, and then the light women at Harvard. Second day of the Ivy Championships in golf, baseball, softball, as I mentioned, second of their doubleheaders. Big lacrosse games. The men will host Harvard, and then the women are at Cornell, and that women's game becomes even more significant after the Tigers lost to Penn Wednesday night. So Penn has a loss, Princeton has a loss, Cornell undefeated in the league. So if Cornell wins this one, they'll have the tiebreakers over Penn and Princeton, and basically would clinch the title and hosting the Ivy tournament. If Princeton wins, then you're going to get into a bunch of weird tiebreakers, potential for shared titles, and then how it would break down in terms of who would host would be interesting to follow. Tennis matches at home. The men will host Harvard and Dartmouth starting on Saturday. The men still in the race thanks to a big weekend last weekend, but they're going to need a little bit of help, and they're going to need to take care of business against some really good teams. The women, a huge showdown on Saturday. They are at Harvard. That's a 1 p.m. start. That's the final weekend of the women's season. The men will go one more weekend. But right now, Harvard is 4-1, and Princeton is 4-1, with only one match remaining. So the winner of Saturday's match would clinch at least a share of the Ivy League title. Now then, they would go to the next day. Princeton would go to Dartmouth, or Harvard would host Penn. They'll need to win both to win the outright title, but a chance to clinch, or not even a chance, the opportunity to clinch the at least a share of the title will come on Saturday. EIVA final would be Saturday night if Princeton is there. Sunday, those two tennis matches against Dartmouth, and then the final day of the golf championship. So very busy weekend, as I mentioned. Check GoPrincetonTigers.com, PU Tigers on Twitter, each of your team's Twitter feeds to follow everything as it happens. Let's get to our interviews on the golf championships, and we will start with the Princeton women as they go to Orlando. A really different situation for them. Typically, these Ivy Golf Championships have not necessarily been at the home of one of the top teams, but kind of in the Ivy League area. This time, they'll go to the Orange Tree Golf Club in Orlando and compete for that title. The Tigers have had a positive spring, basically seen everybody all year, and they've done pretty well. They're looking to end a five-year run for Harvard, and they're going to do it at a course that basically nobody has seen much or knows much about. So, kind of that be interesting that first day, who handles the nuances well, who figures out where you can pick up shots and where you can save shots, and who can get out to a lead. These have been close in the past, and certainly for Princeton, I would love to get an opportunity to get there on Sunday, right in the mix. You'd have to assume Harvard will be there, and maybe one or two other teams, but get into that mix, get comfortable on Sunday, and then you've got a couple veterans on the team like Hanaku. Chance to make a little history for the Tigers. Let's hear now from the senior, Hanaku.
Hannah, before we talk about the Ivy Championships this weekend at Orange Tree, let's kind of go through the spring a little bit. I mean, you see the results and they're impressive. Three top three finishes, the win at Harvard. Can you just kind of talk about the season, the spring so far and kind of where you feel like this team is heading into the weekend?
Sure. So I think the results from this spring season are really supported by all the work we did in the off season. So we took this off season really seriously. Coach brought together a really great plan to kind of keep us motivated with targeted goals each week to hit all through the off season. So that led us to have a really strong opening, even our first weekend out in Sacramento. So that was great motivation to see all that hard work pay off. Right from the beginning. And with that, we were really able to stay motivated and come to practice every day with, full intention of hitting some goals that we had set for ourselves and even for each other. So that was great. So overall, the team dynamic is really strong. We love our freshmen and our underclassmen, and we definitely have a very young team. So definitely recognize that. So thankful for their contribution so far. But with the really strong finish at Sacramento, which unfortunately we couldn't finish on that third day, which got rained out, we brought that momentum through to Harvard, where we were able to get that program low score for the weekend, and then as well to Georgetown. So the momentum is definitely in our favor right now. We're definitely pumped up for Ivies this weekend, and we're really excited to see what we can pull together.
Typically these Ivy Championships are, at a familiar course somewhere in the league. This year, so different, being in Orlando, at Orange Tree. So let's just kind of talk about the schedule of the week and kind of how you go about preparing for all of this, because it really is very different. When do you travel and how important is that? I don't know if you'll play once or twice before the championship starts, but kind of what do you try to accomplish during those practice sessions?
Yeah, so we'll be leaving campus. The traveling squad will be leaving campus Wednesday night. So we'll get there late Wednesday. And then we have our practice round set up for Thursday, which we get one round of 18 at the tournament site. And then we'll be playing one round each Friday through Sunday. So we get pretty much a day of preparation on site before the championship. And as you were mentioning, playing in Florida and those kinds of conditions are much different than what we're used to up in the Northeast. Even the fact that we get to play in 90 degree weather is something that we honestly don't have that much experience with, just given the types of tournaments we tend to play in at the times of year that we play in. So in terms of preparation, I think it was great that we were able to go to Harvard's tournament, which was hosted in Tampa, so about an hour from where Ivy's will be this weekend, where I believe both of the courses have similar grass types, which is also something you have to consider. The ball bounces and reacts differently on different types of grass, and Florida tends to host usually Bermuda grasses through the greens, whereas on the Northeast, we play more on bent. So having the team do really well at Harvard and recognizing, you know, this is how your ball's going to react in Florida, with the humidity, with the heat, with the types of grass, we were able to kind of start taking notes on generally how we would be playing in that kind of environment. But then on this coming Thursday, when we get to play the site, we'll definitely be looking for places where we can be more aggressive and take advantage of the different strengths on the team, whether it be, you know, long hitting, having a longer distance off the tee, like with Amber, myself, and Maya, or with really sharp, accurate, long approaches, like with Jordan and Allison. We're going to be looking at places where we know we can score and places where we know that the whole field might struggle and we'll want to play it more safely and, you know, get to that hole, have the mindset of just get the par and get out of there. So it'll be good. We'll have, we'll be taking notes on our yardage books, on Thursday, and probably Thursday night come together as a team and really talk through the strategies and approaches for each shot.
Have you ever played this course, or any of your teammates played, or do you even know anybody who's kind of giving you some ideas about the course, or is it just going to be, we'll get there Thursday and we're all going to figure it out together?
For the most part, from my understanding, nobody's played Orange Tree, and I don't know if there's some Ivy League stipulation about how much you can practice at a site, so I'm not even sure how many other teams will have previous experience, because there is some rule about how often you can play the championship site under the, like, under your team uniform, basically. So for the most part, it'll be a new experience for most of us. But like I said, with the experience back in at the Harvard Invitational 2 or 3 weeks ago, we'll at least have a general sense of what kind of course to expect. I mean, it's going to have a lot of water and probably more bunkers than we're used to up here in the Northeast. But in terms of the actual shots and the approaches for the strategies for that, that's something we'll be figuring out on Thursday.
You're a veteran of this weekend, and you know, you guys have come close. I mean, several times in the last decade. Obviously, you've been in the last three. Last year, you know, finishing runner up to Harvard. What have you learned in your first three weekend? You know, your first three championships that, you know, you really want to focus on, whether it's the way you react on day one or the way you react on day three, or not looking at scoreboards. I mean, what have you learned over the first 3 years that you really, you know, you really think you have an advantage having been through this a couple times?
Yeah, I think there's just like, for every freshman that steps up to that first tee at their first Ivy League championship, there's got to be some sort of adrenaline or nerves running through you if you're, you know, a regular human being like the rest of us. I think it's all about kind of finding that inner calm amidst the kind of craziness surrounding you. I mean, just having everybody constantly hype up the fact that you're going to Ivies and this is what gets you to regionals and this is what determines what your postseason schedule is going to look like. It's definitely a lot of stress, but realizing how being self-aware and how you can best cope with those things, I think is something that definitely comes more with time than with certain types of coaching, I think. So for me, I remember my first Ivies at Baltusrol, I believe. I was definitely nervous stepping up to the first tee, and I also on Sunday was the highest seeded Princeton player, so I was playing that last tee time on Sunday. So when you come up 18 and all of your teammates and all of the other Ivy teams and all the press is up there waiting for you to hit your approach shot into 18, that's definitely nerve-wracking. So kind of just learning how to realize that it's you, the only thing you have control over is the next shot that you're going to hit and how you react to that, like emotionally and physically. So once you realize that, if you can walk off 18 on, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and say, I did everything I could to put the best number I could up there, then you can't have any regrets at the conclusion of the award ceremony, no matter which way it falls. But as long as you know that you put your best effort up there, that's all that matters.
The fact that you've seen every Ivy team this spring and you have at least one win against every Ivy team this spring, does it feel going into this one any different than, I mean, does your team, do you feel a little more confident than before, or, you know, have you and Jordan been through enough of these that you're like, you know, nothing that happens before the first tee time on Friday really plays into account? I mean, just that meant that going into it, just does it feel different for you this year at all?
I think it does. I mean, of course, like there's anything goes, and no matter where you're seated going into this, you know, it's your performance on this weekend that matters. It's not your record in the last, you know, spring season or the last full year, or the, you know, like the last 52 weeks. It's really just this weekend. So I know we kind of had some shortcomings to some teams in the fall, and so that definitely was part of the motivation for our offseason, and then we were able to like really capitalize on that through the spring season. So there's definitely great momentum for us right now, but I think you just have to go out and play your game. That's what you're in control of. You can, in golf, like you can play, I feel like you play more offense than defense. You can't really, you know, block your competitor from attempting a certain approach shot or using a certain strategy. So it's really your best shot against their best shot. And so being more of like an offensive side, you just have to do what your plan and what you know will work for you to have the best score.
We'll turn our attention to the men's golf championships and talk to junior Michael Davis. Princeton, similar to the women, has seen the rest of the field, has beaten everybody except for Harvard, and has been right there with the Crimson, I believe a couple strokes behind in their one meeting this spring. But, you know, an open, you know, once you get there to the Sandwich Club in Stamford, Connecticut, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. It's going to be how you handle the conditions and who plays well. And, you know, for Princeton, a very veteran lineup. You look at guys like Michael Davis, Alex Dombrowski, Mark Hedrick, Eric Mitchell. I mean, these are four guys who have been in multiple Ivy championships, and you know, and a couple who remember 2 years ago when, you know, Penn made a furious final rally on Sunday that, you know, kind of took a title that Princeton probably thought was in their control. The Quakers made a big run and got that crown, and so for those guys especially, you know, they'd love to get that one back. Again, these tournaments can get very close. I mean, every now and then one team will kind of push away from the field, but you'll have three, four teams in contention, you know, certainly on Saturday going into Sunday, and then maybe two of them break away by mid-Sunday. But you should have a pretty close event, and for Princeton, that veteran experience, I think, could be a big factor if they can keep themselves in contention early. You'd have to think they have that experience. They'll have, you know, the one freshman in Evan Quinn, but for the most part, pretty veteran crew who has been through the tight Sunday finish. Maybe not successfully, but sometimes you go through that and you learn a few things, you know, and you're better prepared to handle it the next time. So if they can get to Sunday, I think they'll be a really interesting team to follow. As I mentioned, it's going to be at the Sandwich Club. Both championships, the women and the men, they'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Links to live scoring can be found on GoPrincetonTigers.com. Let's hear now from Mike Davis.
Michael, before we look at Ivy's this weekend, it's the first chance to catch up with you know, a member of your team. So let's just kind of go through the spring leading up to it and you know, where you feel like, you know, mentally, emotionally, the team is going into Ivy's this weekend.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally, I think we're, you know, pretty excited. I think we're feeling pretty ready. We've gotten some good practice in over the past few weeks with the weather warming up. Had a good, pretty good finish at our home event at Springdale. And, you know, had a productive spring break a couple weeks before that. And, you know, a few good events out west early this spring out at Arizona and Chambers Bay. And while those events were a little early in the calendar for us, and we faced some good competition, we didn't, you know, fare as well as we had wanted to, I think, but definitely some positives to take away. And I think we, you know, made some more strides, like I said, at Springdale at our home invitational. And, you know, over the past week and a half now, we've gotten some good practice in.
It's a fairly veteran crew. I mean, the most of you, I know Evan is a freshman, but, you know, the rest of you, this is not first, you know, some of you, not even your second Ivy Championship weekend. How much does experience, you know, going into the weekend? I mean, maybe not necessarily on the course, but just dealing with everything that goes along with Ivies. How much can experience be a benefit? And do you feel like that's an advantage for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely feel that it's an advantage for us. With Alex, being our senior leader, him having played in this will be his fourth Ivy League championship, and then Eric, Mark, and myself, this will be our third. And like you said, Evan's the only one. It will be his first time. We feel an advantage for us because, we know what it's like to compete at Ivies and, sort of balance everything that's going on in our lives right now with, such a big weekend ahead. We know what it's like to be close. My freshman year, we ended up losing by 1 to 10. And then last year we had a, sort of a tough week. So we know what it feels like to be close. And, I think we know what it takes to play well at Ivies, which is definitely something that we're looking forward to.
Have you played Stanwich before?
No, none of us have.
So, for a totally new course, what are the most important things that you try to accomplish on Thursday in that practice round? I mean, knowing you're going to see different set up, especially on the greens the last 3 days, but what is the major focus on Thursday to get you ready for that first round on Friday?
Yeah, the biggest focus, like you said, not having played the course, is just sort of getting really comfortable with a game plan that will be effective regardless of the conditions and, where they put the hole locations. So really, really working on that Thursday is definitely big, sort of having a good game plan off the tee to position your ball well. And then coming into the greens, it's very important to, be mindful of, all the trouble that's around the green. And regardless of where the hole locations are, find yourself in a good spot. Another thing is getting down, the speed of the greens, because I hear that the greens at Sandwich should be pretty quick this weekend. So just, really dialing in the speed of the greens would definitely be a priority on Thursday.
Do you tend to, especially on a new course and at this championship where, you're not going to win it on Friday, but you can put yourself either in a good position or a bad position. Do you tend to more
Absolutely.
Play it safe on Friday and just kind of make sure you're there and still learning the course? Or do you try to get a little aggressive early and maybe kind of put the pressure on everybody else?
That sort of depends sort of on how things go, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a good shape and, you're getting the ball off the tee pretty well and you have some pretty accessible hole locations and you're feeling good about the certain shots that you get, then certainly it definitely pays to be aggressive. But like you said, you're not going to be able to win it on Friday. But you can certainly lose it on Friday. As we've seen in all the golf tournaments that we've played. So it's definitely pays to just stick to your game plan, like I said, and just sort of, hit the fairways, try and hit the greens and leave yourself in good spots, not try and do anything too silly that will cost you a few shots that you'll regret later on Sunday.
Do you feel like for you that there are things that you've learned having been part of two Ivy championships that you'll just either be better prepared for this weekend or you'll treat differently, whether it's, being aware of how other teams are doing or aware of how your teammates are doing? I mean, what do you feel like maybe changes for you now that you're a veteran, you're going into your third championship weekend?
Not a whole lot changes. I think that I'm just better equipped, having played, all the college golf I have, like I was talking about, just sort of sticking to the game plan and not forcing the issue really. I think, we generally, have a good game plan going into each week. And I think the biggest thing for us, in playing well is executing that game plan. So I don't really think much changes for me. I just think that I'm a little bit more, better equipped going into, my third Ivy League championship than I was, certainly in my first.
The fact that you've seen every Ivy team this spring, and have either beaten, you've beaten six of them, and then Harvard, I think, you know, is maybe five or six strokes. You lost them the one weekend, but obviously you're right there with everyone. Does that build any confidence, or does it, you know, have you been through this where it's like nothing that happened before Friday morning matters?
Yeah, no, it certainly builds confidence going in. You know, like I said, we had a good week at our home invitational at Springdale where, you know, we beat all the other Ivies except Harvard. They beat us by a couple shots, I think, there. So it's definitely a good feeling knowing that, you know, we're playing pretty well right now and we can, you know, can beat a lot of the Ivy League teams. And then, you know, Harvard being the defending champ last year, you know, we know they're going to be playing well. And, you know, the fact that we're only a couple shots off of them at Springdale definitely gives us confidence going into this weekend ahead.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.